Blog Talk Radio. Well, blessings, everybody. This is Apostle Crystal Lee. I'm excited to be here with you this afternoon. Let me see what I can do to make sure I'm not getting a feedback or any echo here. My God. Okay, I know what to do. I'm actually sitting in front of my computer today, but I wanted to make sure that I was connected via my headset. It kind of frees up my hands. It's very difficult to do it from the computer without headsets that are attached to you. And so I wanted to have a little bit of freedom today. I'm excited to be here with you. This is Torah Today, and I'm excited to just be in your midst. I don't know if you're ready, but we have an exciting ride that we're going to go on in the read of Torah today. So we just want you to come and assemble for the reading, the hearing, and the reverence of Yahweh, the fellowship around Torah. We recognize that this bread right here is what we're fed by priority. This is our priority bread. This is the bread that we should be eating by majority. That will keep us out of a lot of trouble. If we eat this bread by majority, we'll stay out of a lot of physical trouble in the earth. So we recognize that this spiritual food that we're being fed today is how we are led. And there is a way that seems right unto men, but the end thereof is destruction. And the Father wants to reset us and remind us of the original intent that he had, the creation that he loved so much. We are his crown creation, and so I'm excited to be here with the rest of his crown creations. Listen, Torah Today's reading and related passages are Parashat Exodus chapter 30, starting at verse 11 through chapter 34, ending at verse 35, and our Haftarah, which is the prophetic portion for today, is going to be 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 1 through 39. Our Brit Kadash, which is our good message, the message of the kingdom, is going to be from two passages, 2 Corinthians 3, 1 through 18, and Mark chapter 9, verses 1 through 10. Now today, we're simply reading the passages. I'm going to do my best to refrain from trying to teach you anything. I've given you some insight as far as how I study, so you should be able to follow along and highlight the things that are of great importance to you. And tomorrow we'll come back and do a prophetic table talk concerning the passages for today. As we reflect on the last 2 weeks, those were Teruma, which is a contribution, and Tetzuve, which is you shall command. So we're kind of covering some territory between Exodus 25, all the way to Exodus 34 today. So all of this is in reflection of what we've already looked at. We'll be covering some large territory today. Yah has a desire for his kingdom. He has a desire for his kingdom to come to the earth. And we go from man's contribution, which started in 25. We go from man's contribution to activate Yah's desire as it pertains to the earth, but that being a matter of the heart, not just an ability to do something or the possession of a thing. I see you there, whoever that is that's on the line. I see you there. Give me a second here. Not just having the possession of a thing. We can look in a New Testament passage and see that the master is seated in a position where he sees the giving that is happening. And those that are coming around to give, there are those that are rich that are throwing large amounts in, but there's a woman who has a mite, and she throws that in, and he declares that what she's given is greater than what everybody else has given. And you'll see something in today's passage that lets you know that he's not really concerned about the amount as much as he's concerned about the heart, not as much concerned about your ability as he is concerned about your availability to give what he's requiring. So we'll go from that to the command, which was Tetzuveh was the command, and that was what Yah commanded his son Moshe to speak to his other sons, those that he has chosen, with regard to what was to be brought for the fulfillment of Yah's vision from heaven to earth. That's what this is all about. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Again, a matter of the heart to bring that which is required, not just what one wants to bring, but what is required. So stay tuned for the actual accounting of the building of the temple. We talked about the construction of the temple and what that took, what the instruments were, including the human instruments and how they were to be clothed, all of that. So just let's stay tuned for the actual accounting of some things, and get your Bibles and your notebooks and your pens and all that stuff. And we're going to dive into these cleaning waters of the Word today, reading Yah revealing His desire by His Word to us today, and recalibrating us from the old paradigms of the world systems to the system of the eternal kingdom. Are you hearing me? To the eternal kingdom of light. And we are the sons of light. And this is Torah today. So let's get things underway. I'm going to give you one moment just to get your pens and paper. If you haven't already done that, it looks like I lost a couple people here, lost some people online. If you're still listening to me, go ahead and call back in. Sometimes I get thrown off. I'm talking from my phone, even though I'm looking at the studio in my office. Sometimes I get thrown off the line. You don't have to worry about that. Just call right back in. If you call right back in, you'll be right in the queue of things, and you'll be able to ask questions if we have some time at the end. I don't think we're going to do as many questions and answers today. I'm just going to do the reading, but if you've got something that you like to say, that we might have time for that if I go ahead and dive in. So Exodus chapter 30, starting at verse 11, and it says, And the Lord spoke unto Moses, and Yah spoke unto Moshe, saying, when thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto Yah, when thou numberest them, and there be no plague among them when thou numberest them. 13, this they shall give, everyone that passeth among them that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary, a shekel is 20 gerahs, and half shekel shall be the offering of Yah. 14, everyone that passeth, I want you to highlight that offering of, not offering to. I want you to highlight that. Verse 14, everyone that passeth among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above, highlight that, shall give an offering unto Yah. 15, the rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less, highlight that, than half a shekel, when they give an offering unto Yah, to make an atonement for your souls. Highlight that. 16. And thou shalt take the atonement money of the children of Israel and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. I want you to highlight that. Appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord. Highlight that it may be a memorial. I want you to highlight that. Unto the children of Israel before Yah, to make an atonement for your souls. Verse 17, and Yah spake unto Moses, or Moshe, saying, thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass. I want you to highlight laver of brass and foot of brass, to wash withal. And thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. Put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and thou shalt put water therein. Highlight water therein. 19, for Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat. Highlight that. 20, when they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water that they die not. Highlight it. Or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn offering made by fire unto Yah. Made by fire. 21, so they shall wash their hands and their feet that they die not, and it shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout their generations. Highlight even to him and to his seed. Verse 22 of Exodus 30. Moreover, Yah spake unto Moshe, saying, take thou also unto thee principal spices, highlight that, of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive, and hen. He used to say an olive oil. 25, and thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. Highlight apothecary or art of the apothecary, and highlight holy ointment. It shall be an holy anointing oil. 26, and thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony. 27, and the table, and all his vessels, and the candlestick, and his vessels, and the altar of incense, 28, and the altar of burnt offering with all his vessels and the laver and his foot, 29, and thou shalt sanctify them that they may be most holy. Whatsoever touches them shall be holy. 30, and thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons, highlight that, and consecrate them, highlight that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. I want you to highlight the whole of verse 30. 31, and thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be an holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generation. 32, upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye make any other like it after the composition of it. It is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. 33, whosoever compoundeth any like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger shall either be cut off from his people. I want you to just make a note there that there is a pattern that is to be followed, a pattern that is to be followed. 34, and Yah said unto Moshe, take unto thee sweet spices, stacte and onycha and galbanum. These sweet spices with pure frankincense, of each shall there be a like weight. I want you to underline or highlight a like weight. 35, and thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary. Highlight confection. Tempered together, pure and holy. Highlight tempered together. 36, and thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of congregation, where I will meet with thee. It shall be unto you most holy. Highlight where I will meet with thee. 37. And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, ye shall not make to yourselves according to this composition thereof. It shall be unto thee holy for Yah. I need you to highlight that. It shall be unto thee holy for Yah. 38. Whosoever shall make like unto that to smell thereto shall even be cut off from his people. I want you to keep that in mind. You need to highlight that. We're going to come upon something shortly that's going to bring us back to that place. Okay? Exodus 31. And I hope I gave us enough time today. Exodus 31. Hope I gave us enough time. My God. Thank you, Lord. I do hope I gave us enough time because, okay. Exodus 31. And Yah spake unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezaleel, highlight the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. 3, and I have sealed him with the spirit of Yah in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge. Highlight that whole thing. And in all manner of workmanship. 4, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and silver and brass. 5, and in cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. 6, and I behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom. Highlight that they may make all that I have commanded thee. 7, the tabernacle of the congregation, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is thereupon, and all the furniture of the testimony, all the furniture of the tabernacle, I'm sorry, verse 8, and the table and his furniture, and the pure candlestick with all his furniture, highlight pure candlestick, and the altar of incense, 9, and the altar of burnt offering with all his furniture, and the laver and his foot, 10, and the cloth of service, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office, 11, and the anointing oil and sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded thee shall they do. I need you to highlight, according to all that I have commanded thee shall they do. Hallelujah. Pull this back a little bit. Glory. Just want to add a little bit of music. I don't want anything that's in my background to be louder than what we're doing here. Okay. Oh, verse 12. And Yah spake unto Moses, saying, I want you to make a note that he keeps speaking to him and he keeps giving him instruction. 13, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbaths shall ye keep. Highlight that. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am Yah that doth sanctify you. 14, ye shall keep the Sabbath thereof, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death, for whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 15, 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yah. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. 16, wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation for a perpetual covenant. I want you to highlight that, perpetual covenant. 17, it is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. Highlight that. For in 6 days, Yah made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Verse 18, and he gave unto Moshe when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony. Highlight that. Tables of stone. Highlight that. Written with the finger of God. Highlight that. 32. And I'm hoping you guys are hearing well on that end, because I'm not really hearing the music from my side. Maybe it's because I'm canceling out what I'm reading. Yeah, you may be able to hear it. Maybe it's just difficult for me to hear. Maybe I'll pull it back because I don't want there to be an overshadowing. Chapter 32, verse 1. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mountain, I want you to highlight delayed to come down. When they saw and delayed to come down, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods, highlight it, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, this man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. I want you to just highlight that whole verse. 2, and Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings, highlight that, which are in your ears and your wives of your sons and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. 3, and all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. 4, and he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Highlight that. These be thy gods. 5, and when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. I need you to highlight. Aaron saw it. He built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. 6, and they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. I need you to highlight that. And the people sat down to eat and drink and they rose up to play. Highlight it. 7, and the Lord said unto Moses, go get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereto and said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. 9, and the Lord said unto Moshe, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Highlight stiff-necked people. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make thee a great nation. I keep losing my spot here. And Moses, 11, besought Yah his God and said, Yah, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? 12, wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. 13, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, which is also Jacob, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I've spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. 14, and Yah repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. 15, and Moses turned and went down from the mountain. Two tables of testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides. I want you to highlight in his hands. On the one side and on the other were they written. 16, and the tables were the work of God. I want you to highlight the work of God. And the writing was the writing of God, graven upon tables. It was the writing of Yah. It was the work of Yah. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moshe, there is a noise of war in the camp. Highlight, there is a noise of war. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing, and that sing do I hear. 19, and it came to pass as soon as he came nigh unto the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moshe's anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and broke them beneath the mountain. Highlight that, that he break them. 20, and he took the calf which they had made and burned it in fire and ground it to powder and strawed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moshe said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee? Highlight that thou brought so great a sin upon them. And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. Highlight that. Thou knowest the people. 23, for they said unto me, make us gods, which shall go before. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. 24, and I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let him break it off. So they gave it to me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. 25, and when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. 26, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Highlight it. Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. 27, and he said unto them, thus saith the Lord, thus saith Yah, the God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from the gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. 28, and the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell on that there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. 29, for Moshe had said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord. Highlight that. For Moshe had said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, or to Yah, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. There was something that was supposed to happen. 30, and it came to pass on the morrow that Moshe said unto the people, ye have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto Yah. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moshe returned unto Yah and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. 32, yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. Highlight that. 33. And Yah said unto Moshe, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Highlight that. 34. Therefore now, go lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. Highlight that. 35. And Yah plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron made. Exodus 33. And Yah said unto Moshe, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it, and I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. I want you to highlight that. I will not go up, that whole last phrase. 4, and when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned. Highlight that. And no man did put on his ornaments. 5, for Yah had said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up in the midst. I will come into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore, now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. 6, and the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. Highlight that, by Mount Horeb. And Moses, verse 7, took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought Yah went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass, when Moses went out unto the tabernacle, that all the people rose up, highlight that, and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. 9, and it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended, highlighted, and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and Yah talked with Moses, highlight that. 10, and all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshiped, highlight that, every man in his tent door. 11, and Yah spoke unto Moshe face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. Highlight that. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Verse 12, and Moshe said unto Yah, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. 13, now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace, and I might find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. Highlight the whole of 13. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Highlight that, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. 15, and he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. 16, for wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, and I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. I want you to highlight that whole verse 16. Verse 17, we're in Exodus 33. And Yah said unto Moshe, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Highlight that whole verse 18. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. One of my favorite passages in the whole Bible. Highlight, show me thy glory. 19, and he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of Yah before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. 20, and he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. 21, and Yah said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. 22, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. 23, and I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back part, but my face shall not be seen. Highlight the whole of verse 23. We're in Exodus 34. And listen, if we don't, if I didn't set us enough time to finish the reading, which we might have enough time, then we'll finish the rest of the passages tomorrow. Not up Torah, because we're reading Torah now, but the parallel passages that are going with us today. If we run into an issue with time because I didn't set the clock long enough, then we'll cover it tomorrow. Okay, we'll cover it tomorrow at 6 p.m. We'll be doing it at 6 p.m., all right? Exodus 34. And Yah said unto Moshe, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. Verse 2 of 34. And be ready in the morning. Highlight that. And come up in the morning. Highlight that. Unto Mount Sinai. Highlight that. And present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. I need you to highlight the whole of verse 2. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount. Neither let the flocks nor the herds feed before the mount. Just highlight that first part. 4, and he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up unto Mount Sinai as the Lord Yah had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. Highlight that. He took in his hand two tables of stone. 5, and Yah descended in a cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. Highlight it. And Yah passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. 7, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children, unto the third and to the fourth generation. 8, and Moshe made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. Highlight that. And he said, if now I found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. Highlight that part. Take us for thine inheritance. 10, and he said, behold, I make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth. Highlight it, nor in any nation, and all the people among which thou art shall see the work of Yah. Highlight that. For it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. That's verse 11. Behold, I will drive out before thee the Amorite and the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. I need you to just highlight the whole of verse 11. Verse 12, take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. 13, but ye shall destroy their altars. Verse 13, just highlight the whole thing. Break their images and cut down their groves. 14, for thou shalt worship no other God. Highlight that. For Yah, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. 15, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods. Highlight that. And do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. 16, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. 17, thou shalt make thee no molten god. 18, the feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread as I command thee in the time of the month Abib. For in the month Abib thou camest out from Egypt. 19, all that openeth the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then thou shalt break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem.
and none shall appear before me empty. 21, none shall appear before me empty. 21, 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. Highlight that verse. 22, and thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and of the first, and of the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Highlight that whole verse. Thrice in the year shall all your men children appear before Yah, your God, the God of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before thee, highlighted, and enlarge thy borders. Highlighted, neither shall any man desire thy land. Highlighted, when thou shalt go up to appear before Yah, thy God, thrice in the year. 25. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left unto morning. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of Yah thy God. I need you to highlight that. Thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk. 27, and Yah said unto Moshe, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. 28, and he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. Highlighted, he did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. 29, and it came to pass when Moshe came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in his hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moshe wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. 30, and when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. 31, and Moshe called unto them, and Aaron, all the rulers of the congregation, returned unto him, and Moshe talked with them. 32, and afterward all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that Yah had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. 33, until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. 34. But when Moshe went in before Yah to speak with them, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. I need you to highlight that. He spoke that which he was commanded. 35. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moshe, that the skin of Moshe's face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. Hallelujah. Thus is the reading of our Torah passages for the day. Now we're going to go into our passages that are reflective passages of what we've already read. So let's go there. We're looking at 1 Kings chapter 18, 1 Kings 18 verses 1 through 39. And we may get through this, but I don't know if we'll get through the others. Okay. First Kings 18:1. And it came to pass after many days that the word of Yah came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go shew thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. I need you to highlight that. Obadiah, the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared Yah greatly, for it was so that when Jezebel cut off the prophets of Yah, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. I need you to highlight that. Whole verse 5, and Ahab said unto Obadiah, go into the land unto all fountains of water and unto all brooks. Peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and the mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. 6, so they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. 7, I'm trying to find my way here, losing my spot. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him. And he knew him and fell on his face and said, art thou that my lord Elijah? 8, and he said, and he answered him, I am. Go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here. 9, and he said, what have I sinned that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? 10, as Yah thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whither my lord have not sent to seek thee. And when they said, he is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. 11, and now thou sayest, go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here. 12, and it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the spirit of Yah shall carry thee whither I know not. Highlight that. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear Yah from my youth. 13, was it not of old, my lord, that I did what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of Yah, how I hid? Let me read that again. Verse 13, was it not told, my lord, what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of Yah, how I hid 100 men of Yah's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. 14. And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. 15. And Elijah said, as Yah's host liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. Hallelujah. This thing is blessing me. I'm feeling such a presence of the Lord right now, such a presence of Yah. 16. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. 17. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that ye have forsaken the commandments of Yah, and thou hast followed Balaam. 19. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the grove 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. I need you to highlight that 450 and 400, and the difference between them. 20. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? You should highlight that. If Yah be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him, not a word. 22. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of Yah, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. 23. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. 24, and call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of Yah, and the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. 25, and Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under. 26, and they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. I want you to make a note of that, from morning until noon. Highlight that. O Baal, hear us, but there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. 27, it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is God. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened. 28, and they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner, highlight that, with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out upon them. 29. And it came to pass when midday was past that they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. I need you to highlight the whole of verse 29. I'm going to read it again. And it came to pass when midday was past and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that there was neither voice nor any to answer nor any that regarded. 30. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of Yah that was broken down. 31. I need you to write that, highlight that or underline it. He repaired it. 31. And Elijah took 12 stones, highlight this, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of Yah came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. 32. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of Yah, and he made a trench about the altar. Now he's making a trench as great as would contain two measures of seed. 33. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill four barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. 34. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time, 35. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. All right, I need you to make a note of the water there. 36. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, I need you to make a note of this, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Yah, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. 37, hear me, O Yah, hear me, that those people may know that thou art Yah, that they may know that thou art Yah, God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. 38, then the fire of Yah fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust. I need you to highlight this. The wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. 39, and when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, Yah, he is God, for Yah, he is God. 40, and Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. 41, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. 42, so Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he said, and he cast down himself upon the earth and put his face between his knees, 43, and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times, 44. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot. I want you to make a mark of a little cloud out of the sea. He said, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. 45. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. Highlight, there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. 46. And the hand of Yah was on Elijah. Highlight that and underline it. And he girded up his loins. Highlight it. And ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Listen, this word is so powerful. It is so powerful. We might have time for at least one of these passages. Mark chapter 9, verses 1 through 10. We may not have time for 2 Corinthians today, but we'll have time for Mark chapter 9, verses 1 through 10. And he said unto them, verse 1, verily I say unto you that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days, Yeshua taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves. I can't even tell you what to highlight right now. We'll talk about it tomorrow. And he was transfigured before them. 3, and his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can whiten them. 4, and there appeared unto them Elias with Moses. That's Elijah with Moses. And they were talking with Yeshua. And Peter answered and said unto Yeshua, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make 3 tabernacles. You got to highlight it. 1 for thee, and 1 for Moses, and 1 for Elias. 6, for he wist not what to say. Highlight that. For they were sore afraid. 7, and there was a cloud that overshadowed them. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son. Hear him. 8, and suddenly when they had looked round about, they saw no man anymore, save Yeshua, only with themselves. I like that. 9, and as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen. I need you to highlight that. Till the Son of Man were risen from the grave, were risen from the dead. 10, which is our final verse for today. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning with one another what the rising from the dead should mean. I need you to highlight that. I need you to make sure you highlight that. What the rising from the dead should mean. Listen, we'll come back tomorrow, and our prophetic passage and our prophetic table talk regarding Torah. We'll come back tomorrow and do 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. I'm excited about this word, I promise you. It's just amazing to me the hour that we're in and the revealing that the Father is doing in this very hour. It's almost as if if you weren't aware, that you would be like, this is almost ironic that everything is syncing up like that. I'll give you this word. I posted something up probably end of December. I posted up a flyer for our upcoming Rock Mogul Nation series. I posted that up. And you can find us on YouTube, Rock Mogul Nation or Rock Mogul Ministries. You can find us there. But I posted a flyer up for that and it was called the Mass Exodus. Now, I'm going to tell you, the Father's really up to something, and I believe we're in such a time and such an hour of such a revealing that has not been seen before, a revealing to sons concerning those things that are to come. We're literally sons of Yah, the manifesting ones, are literally about to walk into the hour of announcing, like a forecaster announces on the news, forecasting and announcing much ahead of time the things that are to come. I posted that thing up, the Mass Exodus, and just this month, three things in the secular world have mirrored the Mass Exodus. I'm telling you, maybe if I can take some time to find it today, I will come back and share those things with you. But I'm telling you, we're entering a dimension. We're entering a place of no return. And when we get in this place, you're going to need to set your feet, you know, dig your feet into the sand, dig your feet into the dimensions of Yah in this hour. Now, when I say dig your feet in, that don't mean when you get in a place, you're going to stay there, because you're going to be shifting dimensions. You're going to be jumping dimensions, but you're going to need to dig your feet into this realm of mind, into this realm of mind that's going to cause the movement of Yah for you in this hour. There will be some momentum, but again, the wisdom of momentum is knowing when to break. He's going to give you momentum that you've never experienced before, but it's going to come with wisdom in this hour. And as you are following the wisdom, even as they are following the pattern, even as Moshe is following the command of Yah to not only to bring what he needs to bring to the Father, but to request what he needs to request of the people, to take of the people that are of a clean heart, that are of a willing heart. Then he goes so far as to say, I need you to see this too, and then I'm about to get off here. I need you to see this too. Moshe is spending 40 days and 40 nights in the presence of Yah. We need to take a look at that, because he's not eating or drinking anything, and people are so desirous to have the things of Yah, but they're not willing to do what it takes to come into the possession of these divine things. The question that I want to ask you before I get off the line today, how bad do you want it? Are you hearing me? There are three things, I say this all the time, that you're going to contend with for the rest of your existence on the earth until there is a regeneration of the earth. And those three things are, what did Yah say? Do you believe it? And what are you going to do about it? Are you hearing what I'm saying? These are imperative. Listen, I love you so much. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow concerning these readings that we've read today. I'm excited about Torah. You need to get have a Torah heart. You need to have a heart for Torah. If you've not joined us in our 30 days through the Bible, I believe we're getting ready to go into day 10 or 11 come Monday. It's going to be phenomenal. Monday through Fridays, reading through the Bible in 30 days. It's on my Facebook page. If you're not familiar, the Facebook page is KRISTALLEE. Follow me there. Even if you can't join me, my Facebook page is pretty full, so I may not be able to add you, but you can definitely follow. And my page is wide open. You can see everything I'm doing. Again, we have a YouTube channel. That YouTube channel is Rock Mogul Nation, I believe it is. If it's not Rock Mogul, is M-O-G-U-L. If it's not Rock Mogul Nation, it's Rock Mogul Ministries. You'll find us there, and there's a lot there for you. As well, we've got an old station, an old channel on YouTube that was from over 11 years ago. If you want to watch some of the old stuff, it's still very relevant. It's not old as in not relevant. It's just stuff that we did years and years ago that'll take you into some depths of some things. That page is the WAM Project, W-A-M. Project, the WAM Project, and I think the name of the broadcast is, what is the name of the broadcast? I don't remember. So since I don't remember, just look for the WAM Project. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I may be able to find it. I just might be able to find it. Let me see if I can find it real quick. There we go. And WAM Project is all one word. The WAM Project, I believe, is all one word. Nope, there's a lot of WAM projects, so you got to be mindful of how to find us. Here we are, WAM Project. We are not the WAM Project. We are WAM Project. And the name of our broadcast in particular is, give me a second here. Let me find it. Daybreak. Yeah, but it's WAM Project, so you're not going to find it under Daybreak. But WAM Project, capital W-A-M Project. That's all one word. You can find us there. Subscribe to that channel as well. We appreciate you. We love you so much. And listen, our mantra in this season is this concerning the body. The body is not a me thing. It's a we thing. I believe every part of the body, if you will begin to confess that and announce that, then there would be such a terror in the bowels of darkness that they would understand that we are unstoppable people, because when it becomes about we and it's not just about me, then there's a supply that is given. The body declares that the body is fitly joined, every joint supplying. Listen, I love you so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, be blessed.